Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? This is a very interesting show we have lined up for you today. It's not often you get to have a important part of your community come in and visit with you in the studio. And the important part of our community that you don't always see, but they're working every day, is the Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Ben Johnson is here with me in the studio. Welcome, Ben.
David, it's good to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure, and this is very interesting to me. I know that you are fulfilling a vital role in our community. And this is great that you're here. You share with me before we started the program, and my eyes lit up. I'm sure you saw that. 450 deputies.
That's right. We do.
That's a big workforce.
It is. It's a relatively big department. Volusia County is about number 10 in the state in size.
Wow.
And when I started, they hired 10 of us in 1971, and it brought us up to about 25 when Ed Duff hired me. And over the years, it's grown so much. Now we're a department of 450 deputies, almost 950 total personnel.
That's a heck of a staff.
It is, and it's a good staff. Though I'm very fortunate that we have so many fine men and women that work for the Volusia County Sheriff's Office.
You are fortunate. They are a good team. And you mentioned you've been with the Sheriff's Office since 1971?
71. I retired in 98 to run for sheriff and came back. 2000 was elected. 2001, I took over the office of sheriff.
And going strong still. You've been reelected in 2004, 2008, and now you've got another election coming up here in November.
I'm in the middle of one right now.
All right. And yep. Well, how's it going?
It's going real good. I'm real pleased with how the election's going. Having a great agency that we do, they really make me look good. And we've had a lot of great accomplishments since I've been sheriff.
Tell me about that. How's our crime rate doing?
Our crime rate's doing very well. Since I've been sheriff, since 2000, that was the last year of the previous administration, 2001 till now, our violent crime is down 51.5%. Index crime, which is your major crimes, it's down 12.6%. So we're doing very well with that.
Very good. Now, your job, if people don't understand, your job isn't to prosecute them. Your job is to collect them.
Our job is to collect them, to investigate the crimes. We do a lot of stuff. We are the law enforcement for all the unincorporated areas of Volusia County, also for the city of Deltona, the city of DeBary, the town of Pearson, and the town of Oak Hill.
Wow. And you work, of course, very closely, I'm sure, with the local police departments.
Oh, yes. We all work together, and we have a monthly meeting, with the chief's meeting, we call it, and constant working together. We have task forces that we work together on, narcotics task forces. Other times when they have special events or have some kind of a problem, we all join together to work. But we have, like the East Volusia Narcotics Task Force, the West Volusia Narcotics Task Force, Task Force in Deltona, plus the Volusia Bureau of Investigation, and that's one that we have put together during my administration, which goes after major drug dealers.
You know, when I have a conversation like this with you, Ben, I go, golly, there's so much to do. You said this, the 10th largest county?
We're running about number 10 in the state.
Wow. And so there's just so much work to do, and I think sometimes we take it for granted, all of the work that is being done, not only Sheriff's Department, but by our local law enforcement. So the election's in November. You've got a website, right? Just now, because you've got the county, your own Sheriff's Department website, but you've got your website for your election. If somebody wants to go and learn more about your candidacy and your election, the campaign is benjohnsonforsheriff.com.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
And we also have Facebook. And also, I'd like to say that I'm very proud that I've been endorsed by the Volusia Deputies Association, which is my deputies. I've been endorsed by or recommended by the New Smyrna Beach Board of Realtors so far. I've also been endorsed by the Daytona Beach Police Officers Association. And I've been also endorsed by the Florida Department of Corrections.
Well, you left one off. The voters in 2008 endorsed you by, what did you say? It was like a 70-some percent?
73.5%,
wow.
Which I was very proud of. I mean, it shows that the majority of the citizens are happy with what we're doing. But we work real hard to do it. We've got a great agency. As a matter of fact, this year we went through accreditation again. It's an international accreditation, CALEA. And since I've been sheriff, we've actually been through 4 accreditations. The first one I inherited. And since then, we have moved our accreditation process up to where they had what they called the flagship agencies, which is the very top agencies.
Mm.
We got that twice in a row, and they changed that now to accreditation with excellence, which is the same thing, which is the highest, and we got that earlier this year. Which shows you are one of the top agencies. You have, when it comes to policies, to procedures, how the agency is running. We're very, very proud of that.
Well, and I think that's That's excellent, and it's reflected also. One of the things that we need to tell our listeners about, if they've never really gotten acquainted with all that the Sheriff's Department does, they need to go to the regular website for the Sheriff's Department. That's volusia.org/sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get there. You just go to volusia.org and go to departments and click on the one for sheriff.
Yes, you can do that.
I was amazed at the amount of resources you have there. And one of the things that we'll get to in just a minute that I know you know I want to talk about is scams. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a whole section just on what to do about scams.
And it allows you at home to have an idea. It's not all inclusive, but it gives you some pretty good ideas.
Good start.
And if you'll dig to the website, you can look up sexual offenders, sexual predators. You can see what we're doing out in the county, what kind of calls we had that day. You can see about crime analysis.
Amazing.
You can see about crime issues. But you can go into this one page here and look and see all different types of scams that may come up, and gives you a good idea of what you're looking
at
and maybe how to help you.
That's quite a resource. Go to that Sheriff's Department's website, but just put volusia.org. We're going to take a quick break. If you're just joining us, Sheriff Ben Johnson's in the studio with me. He's running for re-election. BenJohnsonForSheriff.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, we're back, and I'm enjoying my conversation with Sheriff Ben Johnson. He's running for re-election, BenJohnsonForSheriff.com. That's a different website than the Volusia.org website where you get to the Sheriff's Department's website. Keep that real clear, right?
Oh, it's very clear. They're different websites.
Yeah, very different. And so, you know, I know that you have a lot of accomplishments you've spoken to, and the crime rate, of course, coming down, and, you know, making improvements. And you mentioned also before we started the show that you've worked to consolidate communications. What a massive undertaking that must have been.
It's a big undertaking. And now we do all the communications in Volusia County, law enforcement, fire, all the emergency services. And it's working out very well. But like any new program, and I say new program, we've actually been in part of it since 2006, I believe it was, and with us, Daytona Beach, and different ones. We started with Daytona, and we started picking up the different ones in DeLand. And this year, we finished it off with what was the RCC in South Volusia County, adding Port Orange, Edgewater, New Smyrna, South Daytona Fire, Deltona Fire. So now we're doing all of it. But,
wow.
But the idea behind this is to give you better service in the long run. You know, one shot
more economically
stopping.
As well.
Yep. Economically, all the different cities don't have to have their own dispatch center, which is very expensive.
Sure and, it is. And they have to be pretty highly trained, don't they?
Real high trained. And you take your telecommunicators. It's a job. It's probably, in my opinion, the hardest job out there. It's high stress. It takes a lot of training. It'll take them a year to get all the way through all the training.
Wow.
They start in steps. They do a great job. The only problem is it takes time to get all the people hired in.
I mean,
so
you
right
can't
now,
just pull somebody off the street and they can answer calls?
You just can't do that. These are highly trained, highly qualified, hardworking individuals, and it's just not for everybody. It takes somebody who likes pressure, who really likes to work under some stress. And
you've just narrowed the population down pretty small.
It really
a lot
is.
Of people say, hey, sign me up for stress, Ben.
And so right now it's creating a lot of overtime at the moment, but as it goes on, as it goes on, the overtime will come down, the normal salaries will go up, and it evens out. And in Volusia County, it's a little interesting, too, because we have something here that most counties don't, is all the special events.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't hire enough people to do just the special events, so then you have to use them for overtime. But you have, you know, race week, you have bike week, you have the summer races, you have Biketoberfest, you have the spring breaks.
I'll bet your calendar is one heck of a you've got so many things on. I've got this week, I've got that week, all these different things happening.
There's always something, and all the police departments are involved in that too.
Wow.
But we're very pleased to have this partnership, and that's what it is, a partnership, but it's under the sheriff's office in order to take and coordinate it, to work it. And this coming year, next spring, we'll have the new EOC center and dispatch center, which is very much needed, because right now we still have two dispatch centers under the sheriff's office. We'll be able to join them together to even make it more efficient, more effective. And as time goes, we'll just get better with it and do the job better.
And that's what everybody wants. That's what you want. That's what the taxpayers want. They want efficiency, but not just efficiency. It's got to be effective.
It has to be effective. And we have monthly meetings with all of our partners to try to say, okay, what do we need to do different? What are we looking at? How do we make this better? You know, you don't want anything left out. And this is the public safety. Mistakes are made at times, in any business there's mistakes made, but we look at them when it happens. How can we fix this mistake? How can we ensure it doesn't happen again? How can we have the checks and balances on certain calls that tell somebody else there's something going on to make sure? And we work at that. And so a lot of things you can't plan ahead, you don't know until it happens. But we work very hard, and our IT staff works very hard to make sure that, okay, here's what happened, here's how we will fix it.
Got to be a ton of calls.
There are a ton.
The sheer volume, when you talk about all these different places in the county somebody might call from.
Oh, it's,
I mean, just
very
hundreds.
High volume. And if you really want to see it, wait till you have a storm like this coming week. It's likely we could have a storm this week. And then to see
people
how
pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. And then you see the 911 lines never quit ringing. And we should talk about that a minute.
Okay, let's do that.
Now is the time to start getting ready. We don't know for sure what kind of a storm we'll have, if any storm, but it's lining up that it could be. And a lot of our storms do start like this one is, and get out there and make a little circle in the Gulf and come right back across the state. And we're fortunate when they do that, that usually the winds are down some. You still have either a tropical storm or hurricane force winds, but you need to be ready. Have your plan. If you're low-lying areas, move. We're going to have shelters open if that gets to it. Have your rallying points so your family knows how to get in touch with you. Get your personal papers ready. Go to the store today and start getting your water and food. Don't wait till Sunday with this storm possibly hitting us Monday or Tuesday. But get ready. And most of these things are things you can keep for the rest of the storm season. But to be prepared, flashlight batteries, radio batteries, and if you're going to have to board up your house, to be ready for it.
Perfect. That's very good advice, Ben. All right, if you're just joining us, Ben Johnson is here. He's a sheriff of Volusia County, and his website for the reelection campaign is benjohnsonforsheriff.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. We just got a quick tip from Sheriff Ben Johnson on being prepared for hurricane season, and don't wait until the storm's at your front door. Go get the stuff you need now, stock up, and have it ready for the season. How's that?
Be ready, because otherwise you'll face long lines and you may be out of what you need.
Exactly. Empty shelves or long lines or both. All right. So you're just joining us. We have Ben in the studio. Kind of update us on what's going on with the Sheriff's Department, and also he's running for reelection. The website is benjohnsonforsheriff.com. That's easy enough to remember. Now, one of the things that we talked before the break about some of the things you work through with special events and different things happening, consolidating call center, you have overtime that is created. I was going to give you a personal plea that you could put a little overtime into helping me and other good financial people stamp out those scams that are out there. And I say that jokingly because I know I've seen your website. You've got a vast resource. You're already putting a lot of time in trying to help people avoid these scams that are out there.
It's so important because these scams often just absolutely destroy individuals. And you take a senior citizen who has worked all their life and have sometimes a lot, sometimes just enough to get through, and sometimes barely enough to get through. And then somebody comes along and takes that away from them, their safety, their security, everything they've ever worked for. And it's something we all need to work together on to make sure that if you see a neighbor, a friend, and you think they're about to get scammed,
Warn them, right? And
contact us. Contact your local law enforcement, whether it's in Ormond Beach or Daytona Beach.
If it doesn't look right, speak out.
Speak out. And if it doesn't look right, don't get involved in it. Too often how they prey on it is something for nothing. You do not get something for nothing.
There's no such thing.
Our pigeon drop, one of the oldest ones where they see
it. How does that work? What is that?
They'll see you in a parking lot, and all of a sudden they'll show you this envelope full of money, and I just found this thing. If you'll give me some money, you can have part of it. Now, why would they do that?
They wouldn't.
They're not going to. Getting into your bank cards, et cetera, or the grandchild in jail scam. We have that.
I can't believe this is still going on. Tell people what that is.
People, they'll call up, and a kid will call up. Maybe they know something about you or not. I'm in jail. I need help. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Or sometimes I'm kidnapped. And as they talk to you, they can get more information out of you.
to build their case.
Yes, sir. And you know, then the whole time they're kind of interrogating you, and the more they talk to you, the more they know about you, and the more they think, make you think that they're who you think they are. And this happens quite frequently. But it's sad to say this, or, you know, you have all kinds of scams. I think one right now you're looking at.
Yeah, there was one in the USA Today about, it was just a report out, elder suffer as financial abuse grows. And the thing that's really sad, there was a study released by Investor Protection Trust, a not-for-profit group, and they talked about elder exploitation, which, of course, is a lot of your victims you're talking about. And the study said that the most common type of abuse is when family members, get this, family members steal or divert funds or property from the victim. That's number one. Yeah. The next one is a caregiver. And then third down the list are some of the ones you're talking about, which are these strangers. So if you see a neighbor being taken advantage of by a caregiver or a family member or, you know, these kinds of things, speak up.
It's about like white collar crime, and it's the ones I get away with the most. But sometimes the unscrupulous family member who steps up to the plate, I'm going to help out, instead they get into their wallets, they take it all.
They're not going to help out, they're going to help themselves.
You know, see your attorney before you get to that state. Or your financial planner.
Oh, definitely.
And get your trust set up and have it with some safeguards on it. And make it so that somebody can't talk to you at home and all of a sudden get you to sign this all away. And that can be done. It's worth that little bit of money for your protection in the long run to make sure that you're safe, that you don't lose what you've worked all your life for.
I see it, and it's sad, and I recommend people talk with an attorney to get the trust and those things set up, just like you said, Ben. It's really, it's baffling to me, and it seems like every day a new scam is created.
And usually, even when we find it, the money's still gone.
Right.
They spend this money, the money is gone. We may recover some of it, but sometimes you'll see hundreds and thousands of dollars in a very short period of time, and a lot of times it's gone right into narcotics. But that narcotics is immediately burned up.
Right, it's gone.
So there's no way to recover. You know, you might find a jail sentence, but that doesn't help you get through the rest of your life. So it's very important to look in advance while you're still have an idea of what you're doing, to make sure you set yourself up for the future so you can protect yourself. And if you have good family, they're not going to try to mess with you on that.
That's right.
So they're going to want you to protect yourself.
Amen to that. Sheriff Ben Johnson's in the studio with me, giving you some good common sense advice. His website for his reelection campaign is benjohnsonforsheriff.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting a my own personal opportunity to talk with Sheriff Ben Johnson, who is very busy protecting us, out there protecting the public from scam artists, criminals, all the different things that very often we simply don't even want to think about, and this is your full-time job to think about every day.
People don't realize how broad the sheriff's office is. Not only do we do the law enforcement, we do the courts, we do the civil. People don't realize that also that sheriff's offices in the state of Florida are some of the first that if you have some kind of a natural disaster a terrorism event, it's us that comes into it. You know, we have the SWAT gear, the bomb gear, we have the storm gear. And people really don't realize it. And one thing is, we do have an academy, a sheriff's office, a citizens academy that we help from time to time. We just finished having one. And the people who go through it love it. They absolutely love it. So anybody out there who might think they want to do it, please contact us.
What's
they
it called again? The Sheriff's Academy?
Sheriff's Citizens Academy.
Citizens Academy?
They can go on our website. It's right there. They get the information for it.
What's the outcome at the end of it?
They know. They have a lot more understanding of the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. And they find out how broad we actually are. You know, for instance, people don't realize our bomb capabilities or our SWAT capabilities or our Marine capabilities, our air capabilities. You know, we have Air One, which is also an air ambulance. We are in partnership with Halifax Hospital for the trauma center. And that's how...
That makes sense, because a lot of times you guys are first on the scene.
Well, it is that. We have the helicopter set up with a pilot and a paramedic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that is our air ambulance that you see them bring them in from all over the county, and even out of Flagler County at times, that we bring them to the trauma center at Halifax. And we couldn't do this without Halifax Hospital.
Well, we've got a couple minutes, and I think one of the things that our listeners, you know, they're thinking about this election coming up in November. One thing, some of the things they probably would like to hear about is, okay, you've accomplished quite a bit. We've talked about some of the things you've done and the accomplishments. Looking forward, what are some of the work that remains or that you'd like to improve on?
Well, we're very happy with the crime stats, but you're never ultra happy. You always want to do better on that.
The largest room is the room for improvement.
Yep, and that's one thing. You don't want to stop where you are. You want to keep going. We want to continue to work on the pill mills and other narcotics. That's the pill mills. We're having a lot of success with them. We have people in the DEA task forces also. We have a member in the DEA pill task force that actually goes in and buys from doctors and clinics. We want to fine-tune the consolidated dispatch. And we're looking at more task forces. That's the wave of the future, where we work together, the cities and the county work together, and sometimes it's ad hoc task forces where you may have a particular crime issue. We join together, we work that issue, we fix it, then we split back apart. But it's always to work together to better serve the citizens of Volusia County.
It's kind of like in football, which I'm not a huge football fan, but they have these special play-action defenses or special teams.
Yes, it's teamwork.
You're doing a lot of that.
It's teamwork. And yes, we do a lot of that. We have, as I told you earlier, we have a monthly meeting, but we have frequent contact, or something comes up. We work together with the consolidated dispatch. The people immediately know what's happening around them. For instance, if something happens right now in Daytona or Ormond Beach, our deputies will immediately know about it, and vice versa. So you can attack the crime problems better in that manner.
You can run, but you can't hide in Volusia County.
Oh, yeah.
Not for long.
Well, we're very fortunate all through Volusia County. You have many fine police. You know, the police agencies and the police officers in this county are fine officers. And I'm talking for the police departments and for the sheriff's department. I'm very proud to be a member of the law enforcement community in Volusia.
Outstanding. I have my police athletic league tag on the back of my car. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've had Ben Johnson as your guest today. His website for reelection is BenJohnson4Sheriff.com. Thank you for being on the program, Ben.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate being allowed to come on the program. We always like to spread the word of what we are doing in the Volusia County Sheriff's Office.
Well, thank you very much.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.